This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, welcome back to motherfucking episode 4, right? Was it episode 4?
Yeah. Unless we switch shit up.
Fuck
you
it.
Count it, nigga. Go on the channel and count how many fucking videos this is, and then that's...
Before this one.
It that's don't your matter, answer. Man.
This is one number after
it's
the last
that number.
One.
You know what? I'm over here, and I'm busting my fucking tail. I'm busting my balls. By the way, I'm not swearing anymore in 2019, but fuck that. I'm over here. Nah, for real. For real. I'm over here, and I'm reading the new random order comments, and I'm seeing some shit. Let me pull up a stupid one.
Damn, I can't see shit, man. I'm fucking tired not being able to see shit.
I know. Holy. People who wear glasses that don't need them, like, y'all got to...
Bro, I want to choke you.
Bro. I tried to take mine off in the beginning. I was like, I can't even see you. I was like, I need these.
Continue, nigga.
That looked like an Android computer when I took mine off.
What the fuck?
Android computer. You know
what I mean? As I was saying, look, Georgia G. Actually, no, that was a good comment. Jacob, you can't even spell your name because I don't know Jacob with a
who
K.
That? Jacob?
Oh,
Jacob. Wait, hold on. Put, Jacob that's spelled.
Jacob. That's Jacob.
Oh,
it might be Jacob.
It may be Jacob. Yeah.
Or how do you know?
Oh, it's a Polish.
What if he's Jamaican?
Oh, then he's confused.
Okay.
He missed it.
Okay, I guess. Okay. In Poland.
Listen.
Okay.
Yeah. This nigga said, okay, Jacob. Can't wait for episode 2 to 2020. Suck my dick. Episode 2's already out, bozo.
This is like episode 90 right now. We're lit.
Yeah, Marcus.
Maybe 4.
Marcus
four.
J.
It might be number 4.
Marcus J says, so what? Is it like 2 pods per year? Or suck my fucking dick,
fuck
out of
here.
It's a dub.
Go downstairs.
Suck my dick,
get
man.
Get me a fucking juice box.
Someone said, oh, damn, yo, where's the vitamin boxes. Water? Where's that fucking check? Oh! You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
wow.
Jeez.
Fuck, man.
Big bills this year. We ain't playing around. Big bills.
Not playing, man.
Yo, not medium ones.
Cut a check.
I'll take medium, just above medium, but like below large.
Yeah, cut a check.
I'll fuck it. I'll take that.
Yeah, cut a check.
Fine.
Man, let me tell
that's
you
the minimum,
man.
I had
though.
This fresh hoodie I was going to wear, but they ain't cut a check, so I left it. Dub.
Left it in the...
Man.
Right in the
I didn't
jaw.
Even know if it's at the crib anymore. I just left it.
Whatever man, happens, happens.
It's and happening. Then
I'm seeing this stupid shit saying, why you and Just Two Boys set up? Because I fucking am.
Straight like that.
Y'all making me swear.
Hold
y'all
on, hold on, hold on.
Shit,
what was the question?
Man?
What was the question?
Why you and Just Two Boys?
Why the fuck not?
Jays. Me fucking around this year.
Wow. Give me 7 reasons.
Like what?
I'm hitting you after 1.
Jeez. What is that? Oh, like punching them?
Yeah, I don't know. Depends what you need.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not.
No, we're not in violence.
I don't
punch
you, but like,
no. Like daps. You know, we dap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like yeah. It could go that way though. Like if you spin it, but like nah.
Wait.
Oh, that yeah. Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
First off, I read a lot of these comments and I gotta say I love you guys, but fucking read, son. A lot of the questions y'all are asking us is in the description, bro. Y'all asking when's it coming to iTunes? We said in the...
Yo, I put it in 8 places. Yo, I put it on Twitter. I put it on Instagram. I put it in the description, and then I commented it. No, I never. I didn't comment that shit.
I did that
but
shit.
But it's there if you click
look,
read.
All I'm saying, bro, is just read. You know what I mean? You guys are too spoiled 9 days.
You don't like reading.
Yo,
yeah.
100.
You don't like reading. You know, the other day, someone asked me if I read the comments on Instagram before I like the pic. I was like, what do you mean? How could I not read
the caption? Why would you? Even if there's one comment.
Wait, the caption or the comments?
The caption. Like, if, like when I'm scrolling on the timeline.
Oh, my bad. I'm in the caption.
Yeah.
You mean the comment? Whoa, what?
Like, why do I like, do you like a caption before you like the picture?
Like, do you read the caption before you like the picture?
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a sensible question.
I don't know. Is that sensible?
I think that's a sensible question.
I think that's weird. Like, you have to read the caption. Suppose, you know what I'm saying?
Read is good.
It might be a picture of, like, you chilling and the caption's like, yo.
It's a fucking girl on a rock. Like or dislike.
You know what I mean?
No, but what if the caption's like,
because they're usually bullshit.
Yeah, love Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Take my like back.
I like your photo, not your caption.
You just take it back. Yeah?
Take my like back.
Mm. You can take it back, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. No, okay. Like, okay, an example there. Someone posted a picture, and it was just them, and it was a caption was like, yo, F that other guy. And it was a guy I mess with, you know? So I was like, that's crazy.
I feel you.
I'm like, the picture's lit. The picture's lit, but the caption's wild, and I can't support the caption.
Yeah, nah, for sure. I'm not like a chronic liker, so I'll be reading everything.
Y'all
so, like,
so I'm a chronic smoker.
So when you like a girl's picture, it's
I missed
it's
that one.
Yo, DJ, run that.
Yo, all I'm trying to say is before y'all start talking all this shit, welcome to fucking Random Order. Mm. Everything's episode up four. Now.
Mm.
Our SoundCloud's there.
Yes.
Our Spotify's there.
It's there.
Our iTunes is there.
Yes. Up.
And we have IG's it on there. YouTube.
IG. The Instagram
page. The IG's there.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, that's where the downloads are. Where the files are at. But it's there, too.
He's new here, guys. Just
It is there, technically.
It is there.
No, I'm just trying to draw more traffic there. Yeah, oh, don't dub me. Yeah, I'm promoting y'all shit.
So, it is up. It's everywhere.
But yo, we're not. Yo, you know what we're going to do? We're going to leave it on the major platforms, but what we're not going to do is put it on the small niche ones that nobody fucking knows.
Who the fuck is
what is Squawkbox, nigga?
What is crab?
He's like, yo, you can crab crabs a Squawkbox?
Never even heard of that.
Nigga. I don't know.
Never heard of that. And I'm all over the internet and shit. Never heard of that.
Yeah. Not doing that shit.
Yeah, we are not.
Go to the main ones.
I don't even like.
How much more do you need? Like SoundCloud and like it's Apple? Like what?
YouTube's free.
To be honest, SoundCloud is enough. Like, yeah. Fucking everyone goes.
SoundCloud is free. You can listen to this shit on
YouTube. Use a lot of data, but like if you're on road and you have SoundCloud, like how much more do you want? Yeah. Like, you want us to bring it to your door? Like, people are wild. Like,
can you bring me a CD?
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure everybody has like watches. Y'all have like Apple Music?
Apple Music, yeah, of course.
Wait, but you don't need podcasts.
Wait, you said not?
I'm joking.
The podcast app is free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Let me
It literally comes with the phone.
Yeah. Fuck, shut
you didn't even have an iTunes account. You know
why?
You
a lot of niggas probably deleted that shit. That's why.
Yo, wait.
I never deleted any apps that iPhone did.
I didn't even know what the fuck a podcast was when I first saw that.
Honestly,
you know, this is my first podcast ever.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Wow. A lot of people have asked me to be on their podcast, and I'm always like, yeah, I'm going to do it eventually. Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, but you know, niggas ain't real. You forget
Trey hit me up, what, like 3 days ago? So I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm out here. You know, niggas hit me up like years ago.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, damn, this nigga's down. Yeah.
So much shit is going on. We didn't even get to the intro, man.
Hi.
Didn't even get to the intro, but it's good because a lot of shit's going on. Let me do this little intro real quick. We got Shells in the building.
Shells?
Of course. We got Jermaine in the building. Keep the
applause
going.
The most fucking handsome man in the universe. Hold on. Drop a heaven for me.
Wow.
We got for the most handsome
effects?
Man.
Oh, Lord.
It's confirmed in the northern hemisphere.
Damn.
The most handsome man. It's been proven.
Who?
Who?
Where's research?
By Cap. Who?
Bro, it's there. Look.
Where's the data?
Y'all not looking.
Cap. I just want to.
Y'all
present
not
it,
looking. Y'all go around taking a survey, man. What do y'all got to do? Go on with your little intro. Who next?
Listen, man. And then you look over here in a bright yellow banana shirt and you see something sexy. You see something named Trey.
They not the sexiest, though. Yeah. It's like, you going good and then like. Good too, but like not as good as a good. It is what it is. My man Lewin in the building.
Yeah. You gotta get it special. Specialize.
Three fucking applauses.
Oh, three. I got three. It's the kid, Mr. Lewin. What's happening?
Yeah,
that's
man.
A big welcome right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's happening, Shells?
What's up, John?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm good.
You
I'm
see this young
good.
Sexy man right back over
oh,
here.
Oh Lord.
Like, how is he so sexy? I don't know.
Oh, you talking about you?
That was talking about me, you.
Okay, I got mixed up. That's not like me.
You said it's how
I guess me and Shell's gonna have to hold it down for dark skin. You see the dark skin?
Yo, man. You got the dark skins in the place.
You know what I'm saying? We don't gotta announce
I don't
that
it,
we
I
sexy
don't need
and
it.
Shit.
I don't need it.
Yo,
good.
Shells, but we don't gotta announce it. You know, dark skin just got that.
Yo, they just fucking told me.
Yeah, very humble, 2019.
Shells, do you have braids?
I don't have braids.
Okay.
Yo, you know one of those guys? You used to have one of those friends that you've never seen them.
No. But you're not going to style the braids because these aren't like pinch up braids. These are like, you know what I'm saying? When
put
people
work.
Grow their hair, these are the. When you get these, you put in work.
I feel you.
These are, you know what I'm saying?
How long has it been?
I feel you. You might be the only nigga I know with braids, though.
Hold on.
Oh, you don't know enough niggas in.
Yeah, I don't.
Hold on.
What you gonna do with that?
Hold on.
Who's calling?
Hello? Yo. Huh?
Is that a dad? This one's dad.
Yo, I'm recording right now. You want to say anything? Who is this?
Yo.
What?
Wait, what the fuck? Yo, wait.
Hurry up. Hello? Say something. What's popping?
You're on the podcast, my brother.
Jeez, you're on the podcast. Say something.
Exclusive. How'd you know? What the fuck?
Just... You want it? You got five. You got 5 seconds. The Achilles heel. They got me. We on the podcast. You got anything to say?
Yeah,
it's not McDonald's, son.
Yo, make another being high paranoid sound. Those are funny as hell.
I got you, bro.
My man.
Wow, you just lied to that nigga's face.
Yo, get this on the snap. You guys are fucked.
Yeah, you guys are slipping. Get this on the snap.
But yo, you have to write subscribe to the pod.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Subscribe to the pod.
Tell these guys to subscribe.
Yo, bad respect for your work.
Yo, I appreciate you, my guy.
Yo, deadass, how did he call y'all?
We'll talk about it after. Okay.
But yo, I'm about to get back to recording this podcast. You guys want to say bye? Thanks for calling, bro.
My guy.
No problem.
All right, bro. Peace.
They got the giggles tonight.
Yeah, so if you're wondering why a random fan just called me, it's because Judge Tycho is now out. Fucking idiots.
By the time you've seen this, yeah, two out, three's out. A lot is out. It's been out.
Oh, so he was just calling the Tycho right there. He was calling Tycho. Oh, I thought he was calling you. He was calling Trey. No, he was calling Tycho. Okay.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Trap so, one time. Yeah. Trap two times.
Geez. All right, so, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We got Faitana the human fucking bandana.
Jeez. Human fucking bandana.
Live and direct.
Fly like a bandana. Shout out Joel Santana.
Why? Is he locked up?
Why does teeth come out?
He locked up right
why
now.
Yeah, why come? Does he have no teeth now?
He has no teeth?
I was so confused.
Well, he has like dentures in now or whatever, but like.
You're fucking perfect now.
Yeah, they're perfect. Oh, he smiles just... like this.
Bro, it's so straight. But I was confused. Why did it fall out?
I don't know why they fell. I was watching Love & Hip Hop. My girl put me on Love & Hip Hop. It's actually.
Sorry to hear that.
No, fuck off. It's a good show. I enjoy it.
It's unfortunate.
A lot of. No.
Look at this damage control, bro. It's obviously not that great of a show,
huh?
Then.
No.
You got to do all that fucking damage control.
I'm not.
He's going too hard to justify this right now. If you watch it. You got to tell us how good
it is. Yeah, man. Just live in your shoes, bro.
It's funny. It was stupid as fuck.
It's funny that way? It's enjoyable. That's the word I'm looking for. And like I was saying, Joel Santana just comes on the show and he has no teeth. And I'm like, yo, where the fuck is his teeth?
Like at all?
Where do you put
like,
them?
Okay, no. I could just tell they're fake. Like I'm a Dipset fan. I know Joel Santana, you know? Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Anyways, apparently, I guess he was just addicted to some drugs and he was on some next shit. And then I guess he maybe fell and knocked out his teeth. That's my story.
Oh, his drugs?
Mm-hmm. He's going to jail because he brought a gun to the airport and he's just saying like, oh, I was switching off some drugs or something like that. And he's like, yo, I would never do that. And he's saying he just forgot it was in there or some shit.
I believe that too, though.
I do.
Happens all the time.
How the fuck do you forget that you're traveling with a gat?
I don't even think it might even be his bag too. Mm-hmm. You know, like they always.
But you have a gat on you. You gotta know.
Them niggas got hella bags, bro.
A gun on you. But you don't just casually just. Well, I guess. I guess he did, but
yeah. I mean, like
sometimes them guys go with like big entourages and stuff, and like somebody might leave the bag and walk off, and now he's standing with like four bags. And if someone like pulls up on him, it doesn't matter; those bags belong to him. At this point, he's not gonna be like, "That's Jay's bag."
I mean, that never happened to me though, but
yeah, never happened.
But, like, I can see how it happened.
All my friends have to make sure they don't have a fucking gun on them.
Yeah, but sometimes it's security too, you know. But you guys are good. Like y'all, like good civilians and shit. Joel said that I probably robbed a kid like when he was growing up. That somebody gonna run at him. You know,
probably need a gun.
Yeah, he needed.
Yo, if my fucking teeth fall out and you give me dentures, don't make them perfect. It's too fucking.
Oh, you don't want a big pearly white.
Made them a little bit black, a little bit fucking tinted.
Oh, you want some coffee stains?
A little bit crooked and shit. Yeah,
I feel that. They gotta be worn in.
But
they
you know what though? Like people get used to it though. They get used to how you look.
No, you ever seen those photos? No,
it's always new. Like it's always a new smile.
There's some other people I know with some chiclets. I ain't trying to talk. I ain't trying to name drop them. I won't name drop them.
Like when Tekashi got his shit, it was like whoa. But like Nas,
bro, no. Some people in the city got them. I won't name drop them. But
yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, you're getting specific now. No, it's
closing in. Yo, like look how he smiles, bro. Like that's so funny.
Yo, put this picture. Yo, it's too straight, man.
Oh Lord, what is that?
Like you know they're brand spanking new.
They look like he photoshopped like a white line across. Oh
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And then like
he's the one where he's holding his head like this.
Yeah, he's like. It's bad.
That's a legend though. Shout out Juels.
He is a legend.
Yo, that's fucking Juels. He put me on the skulls and shit.
Yeah,
for sure.
And what I was also about to say before. I'm not trying to expose. But I'll show you.
I was going to show you. I wasn't trying to put it up in the air. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, even 50 had bad ones, too. But when you got that much money and something, it don't matter what you look like, right?
Well, what's recent today, I've seen something on Instagram, the game airing out Kim Kardashian and saying some vulgar stuff. I can't say it because I don't swear, but he said my dick in her mouth and something about her swallowing his kids. And
his dick about
wait, why do you?
He was face-fucking Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in a song.
In his new album.
Oh, that's the game. That's what he does.
Yeah, but like it's crazy because he's like, yo, Kanye's really about to go wild now. Like,
but what's he gonna do?
Nobody was like mentally. He's not. I feel like he's not stable right now, and I feel like he's just been tweaking a lot. Bro, and I feel like
I don't think he'll mind because game's not a threat. Nah, if that was somebody important that said that,
it's not even about him being important or whatever. Kanye's just about like respect and all this love and shit that he's trying to promote. And I'm saying that like this is something rapping about his wife.
Mm-hmm. I mean it, like definitely, you know it's mad disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful.
Do you think he replies? Do you think he responds?
He's. I don't like. That's what I'm saying. It's not really a matter of rap beef to me. I think it's just more.
But do you think he tweets about it? Do you think he tweets about it?
Because
if he tweets
about it, he's gonna tweet about it. I don't think that's what I'm saying.
That's it. That's all. Yeah, he's talk about it
for sure.
I don't think he will.
At the end of the day, like whether the game is relevant right now, he's still a relevant rapper. That if he says something, it's like people are gonna go back and look at it. And him and Kanye have a lot of like,
but the same way he's like, history. Oh, it's the game. That's what people are gonna hear. Yeah, like, oh, guess this game.
Yeah, it's
doing
like
the
Eminem.
Game.
It's like when Eminem does that.
No,
shit.
No.
If this was like, if this
game, game does a lot of like,
and he posted an old picture of him and her.
No, but it's true. But we like, all knew that. G-rated. Everybody knew Game smashed that. But if this was like Lil Yachty or somebody new, oh, you didn't know that? This was a long time ago.
I knew he messed with some. I thought didn't he mess with Chloe?
Nah. If you look at him, he been made that public. All of them.
I didn't know that still. I knew he messed with a Kardashian. I didn't know which one.
Nah, guy like the game, as big as he was back then, you don't fuck with Chloe first. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Chloe. I fuck with Chloe though.
Why?
Well, you know, I fuck with Chloe.
Well, now you can. You know, she's a respectable woman. But like back then, your girl act like she was dying back then. Like, come on, keep it 100.
Yeah, I'm a Courtney.
Keep it stat, bro.
Yo, y'all had the fucking
Courtney's beautiful.
Yeah, y'all got the Courtney hurricane.
Chloe's beautiful too, huh?
Yeah. Y'all got the fucking hurricane games.
I don't.
I can't remember if or I bought them.
Wait, the shoes?
Yeah, no. I don't think I did.
I had G Unit clothes. I had G Unit clothes, not the shoes though. Yeah, I always wanted
the
those sneakers.
Hurricane game so bad.
I wanted the G Unit sneakers. Oh man, I could never find those. Even the Jay-Z, the Carter ones.
Those
belong in Hip Hop Museum.
Oh, the S dot.
Yeah, they belong in the museum. The
yo,
first one?
Honestly, I'm ashamed to say I don't know what they look like.
Bro, I was, you're gonna see it. You're
they
gonna
just
be like,
look
oh,
like,
okay.
like Reebok. Shout out.
I was so hurt when 50 those and the game started beefing because I didn't know if I should cop the Hurricanes or the Hurricanes or the G Unit sneakers.
Yeah,
I was a fan of the G Unit sneakers, bro.
Yo, game convinced me. But I went with game.
Yeah.
But why were you a fan of Game though? What did he win you over?
He was hard.
Oh, why?
You know, like even before the beef, he was winning me over. I'm like, yo, this guy's fucking.
But like, how so? Like the documentary was a hard album.
Yes,
at the time,
fucking hate it or love it.
Yeah,
fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I just wanted to go to LA so bad. So
no, but like that album is what you like. Yo, I fuck with this nigga like that. Like over 50 and cents. Like as he was.
That was
going
it. I mean, yo, I was a little kid and shit.
Have you ever taken in like that? That was 50's album.
The documentary.
That was 50's old album.
That was part of the beef, right?
No, it wasn't even part of the beef. You never really made that public and shit. That was
nah. 50 was airing them out, saying that
you
wrote.
Wait, what
this
do you mean by that?
Oh yeah, album, like 50 wrote all those songs, majority of them. If you look it up,
really,
like those are 50's tracks. And he's like, yo, Game is and Dre did the whole thing. He was like, yo, this is our artist. Let's help him, and they signed and they worked together. He's like, yo, this would be hot.
Yo, as a 10-year-old kid, I'm like, which one's?
Because I was really because I was a G Unit fan, so I was out there like, yo, you know what I'm saying? That was I felt it was disrespectful because that nigga fed him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
how old are you?
I'll be 27 in a couple
months. No, how old were you at the time?
During 2004, 2005 beef. How old was I? I was probably 14.
I was in grade five.
I was probably 14 going into grade 9, probably.
I was in grade 5. I didn't give a fuck about the documentary.
Yeah. Because that album was sick.
Yo, how weird was it to bump music, like some gangster shit in front of your parents? And then, like, it's cussing. Yo, it was awkward as fuck for me.
It was weird.
Just like telling dad, like, as an 8-year-old boy, yo, dad put this shit in. It's like ludicrous talking about, like,
like, my parents are weird like that. Like, I couldn't turn it on, but they could turn it on. You know, does that make sense? Like, if I turned on G-Unit, they'd be like, yo, what is? Yeah, I'm Jamaican, of course. That's... Oh, that's a disrespect. Don't look at me like that. Jeez, yo.
No, I'm Jamaican, too.
Hit the dub button. But you can sense that. If I'm Jamaican, you should know that.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. No. I don't assume.
Yo,
you
just know. I'd be wrong.
I just got to ask. I just feel like, yo, you could look, you know.
Survives. I got dual citizenship. Especially with double passwords. I might throw it on the table. You know what I'm saying? My dad's on the currency. Check it out.
Yo, his dad. Yo,
my dad's on the bill. On all the Jamaican bills.
Wait, hold on. Can we?
Wait, seriously?
Okay, why the conversation? Before we go into that,
what the fuck? Quick.
Hold on. It's interesting as fuck. Before we go into that, I'm just looking at these two albums, comparing the two between The Massacre and the documentary. They both dropped in 2005. I want to know what you guys think.
Who sold more, though?
I'm not even asking about that. Jeez, when I talk about music, I'm just talking about the quality? How much I like it.
The MP3
like,
okay,
I so like the songs. I don't care.
So about documentary or Massacre? Documentary or Massacre?
I think I'm going more towards The Massacre.
Absolutely.
Or which one? Sorry,
documentary.
The Massacre over the documentary, just because, like, the documentary had a couple solid songs. Like maybe what? Start From Scratch was good.
Oh, hold on. No. If we go in Massacre, hell nah. Documentary sleeps on Massacre. If we go in Massacre or Get Rich, then that's Get Rich. But Massacre, nah. Documentary.
Oh, Get Rich is the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
No. Okay, but those are two different years. That's 03 and 05. Let me see that track list
again. Start From Scratch.
In My Hood, This Is 50. I'm Supposed to Die Tonight.
Those are all slappers. Piggy Bank?
Crazy Piggy Bank? Fucking Rider Music.
Yo, West Side Story? Can't play West Side Story?
But that's not hard.
This is how we do.
That's not the song.
That's a different track. No, I'm saying, I'm listening off the bangers on the album.
I thought you were like saying there's one.
Bro, that album.
But y'all, some legendary shit. 50 Cent made a fucking music video to each and every song.
Yeah.
He made like a video album.
No, 50's my guy. 50's my guy.
Sunday, you couldn't turn on BET until God Gave Me Style came on.
God Gave Me Style. God Gave Me Grace.
The last two physical CDs I ever bought was Chris Brown's Fame and 50 Cent's Curtis. And
the last
one? And Terminate on Sight. Junis Terminate on Site.
You're a Junis soldier.
Yeah, those are the last. I was really out there telling niggas I don't like. Yo, people used to be like, yo, Kanye's gonna win and 50's gonna retire. I said, I'll beat you up right here. I used to throw hands on Junis. They were away. They were the culture.
You had the Junis tank top?
No, I never had that. It wasn't these like that. I never had that.
I had that.
I had older brothers like that. I had that. I had some big older brothers that wore that. Yeah, they used to stretch that out. I'd be like,
yo. I remember the very first time that I heard 50 Cent, like some old 50 Cent. This is when I was like a little bit, I don't know, maybe in high school, and Jermaine put me on some like fucking
like Ghetto Crime,
Power of the Dollar type shit.
How to Rob?
And, like, How to Rob. Yeah.
Yeah, and, Ruthless.
Bro, a different 50.
And you realize nobody 50. Ever tried to check him over those tracks? They tried to kill him, but after that, besides the shooting, no one ever said he's lying.
Nigga said, nah, he good. We gonna let him rock.
Straight. Yeah. Anybody, nobody wanted to smoke with that guy.
That nigga said, get your refund.
Mm-hmm. What did Ice-T say? Ice-T said he was the last gangster rapper, like the real gangster rapper.
50?
Yeah, he was a gangster first that happened to rap good. Mm. Like, rap was his passion, but he was in the streets. He was a gangster. He was really, really in the streets, trapping and all that. Yeah. Well, he was 16 with the SL Benz.
Yeah. Gangsta ass motherfucker.
That was like a $100,000 car. How
you ever seen that footage of him, like, super young, like, spitting in some cypher? I think he's with Kid Capri, I think.
Yeah.
And he's just going in.
You ever read his books and stuff? How he used to box and stuff?
Fuck his books, bro. He made a game.
Yeah. He had a video game.
Bro.
Crazy.
Yo, it didn't look anything like the trailer.
Nothing like the trailer.
You can't say fuck the books, though. You got to promote books, too.
Yeah, no, the books are sick. I didn't
read that.
But at the same time,
I never read any of his books.
No, but look at 50. Nah. You see how he's like 50's like 6 foot. Yeah. Like he looks like 220.
Yeah.
But imagine that guy with hands. He got hands. Yeah. That's the trippy part about 50. Yeah. He'll knock you out as much.
Yo,
you
didn't see in the fucking 21 Questions video?
Yeah.
Oh wait, the other guy punched him in the ribs.
Oh, when he's
he was in the bin.
Yeah, when in the bin.
But he took that though.
Yeah. Massacre 50 was a different 50 though. Get Rich or Die Tryin', he was on his size and shit. But Massacre, he was eating like steak and mass gainer every morning. Like
that thing's in.
I think, like, one of my favorite games from when I was a kid was fucking Def Jam, just for the fact that I could
Which
be
one, Vendetta?
Like,
no, or Fight for New York?
Okay, okay.
Vendetta, though.
Vendetta was a dub.
No, y'all niggas are
dialing. Fight for New York.
Vendetta was a dub.
Okay, brother, brother. If I had both those games right now and I said, we can only play one for the night.
Absolutely, we're going to Fight for New York.
Nice, nice dub, my nigga. Nice the rest of that.
But a dub?
It's a dub.
Wow.
How often is a sequel better than the first one?
Some either or type.
It's very rare. Yeah, I don't. I hate that. I'm either or. I don't rock with different crews. I don't do it with different niggas.
Feel you, yeah, I rented it for 3 days and I was fucking trash. Vendetta? Honestly, I was bad.
Yeah.
Niggas really on that Vendetta.
No, because yo, Fight for New York, you wanted to fight. Like, no, you wanted to beat up Snoop Dogg.
I'm not going to lie and tell you, like,
you wanted to run at Crow.
Vendetta wasn't better than Fight for New York, but Vendetta was, come on, like, that's a strong.
Yo, fam, Crow took all your homies.
You don't get a second one
in that game. You was playing that game and all your homies died. I'm getting emotional now.
He's crying, bro.
I'm getting emotional. Because, yo, that game was crazy, bro. Free the fucking dog.
Bro, he's swearing off.
I was a kid. When my nigga got hit by the train, I was like, no. Bro, that game.
Yo, I was too young to be going through that shit.
He's really crying.
I feel you.
All I'm trying to say is that. I enjoyed Def Jam Fight for New York because I got to play with my favorite rappers and shit.
Yeah.
And then 50 Cent comes out with a game that's actually really fucking good.
It is.
Bulletproof.
It is.
And a lot of you guys are probably too young to even remember this
that's
game.
That's crazy to say.
A lot of you guys don't remember 50
Some
Cent.
Some of you guys maybe too never played old it. And you guys maybe not like missed it, but this shit, no. If you, nah.
It's for the Xbox.
If you had a TV.
Xbox, I think PS2.
I had it for the game. PS2,
50 Cent Bulletproof. You can go find that shit for like $5.99.
You can play as Lloyd Banks. I have it. You can play as Tony Yayo.
Yo, I have it. If you want to borrow it, it's $5.
You have it?
Yo, I have it.
Bring it over.
Yeah, ain't fine. I got you.
Yo, one of the key.
Yo, we got to make a goon scrap and
tech that. One of the fucking key features of that game on the front was play as Tony Yayo.
Yeah,
and that's what sold me. I'm like, oh fuck, Yayo.
You can play as Yayo.
Nigga, the whole Tony Yayo campaign was laughing.
Yayo, he was a guy. Yayo was a guy.
The nigga was on the cover, just on the wall. Like,
bro, y'all niggas were screaming free Yayo.
Yeah, everybody.
I was screaming free Yayo.
50 was such a big wave. Niggas were saying free Yayo.
I didn't even know who the fuck he was.
Absolutely.
I think. Okay, hold on. I think we can.
I don't know why he went to the bin. I don't really care either.
No, that's his name. His name.
He shot at Ja Rule.
He shot, and then his name.
Oh,
Yayo.
Really?
All the drugs, and he's shooting.
That's
and
why he.
Oh, that's not his government.
Yeah, he tried to pop back Ja Rule, and he missed.
Oh,
for the coke.
I didn't know that. Still,
yeah, bro, I'm 50 Cent ahead. Anyways, what was the moment for you guys that you guys were like disappointed, or you like kind of stopped fucking with 50? Because I had that moment where
he blocked me on Instagram. Fucking mad as hell, bro. If 50, you see this, unblock me, bro. Help me, help, bro. What you doing, bro? I'm riding out, bro. You hiding out?
What'd you say to him?
I don't even remember what I said. I think something.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
About like he had made a joke about his kid, and then I said, "Oh man, you was in and out of his life faster than like Usain Bolt or something."
You
like that.
You can't do that, bro.
But like it was in context, it was good. So I'm like, "Damn!" Next second, I just noticed I can't see none of his shit. People be sending me his stuff. I'm like, I can't view it. What is that? And then they screenshot it's 50 Cent. I'm like, "What, my guy?"
Yo, if you're a true G-Unit soldier, you make another account so you can see his shit.
And Nicki Minaj also blocked you, right?
Yo, Nicki blocked me.
What the fuck did you do?
Janae Okoye blocked me. Drea blocked me
all the time.
You're shaking the table.
What's that girl's name? The fine one that used to rap with Ja Rule.
Olivia
Ashanti blocked me, and I was praising her like I got a girl, I got
you
a friend.
Olivia.
that looked just like Ashanti in a way. So I used to always tag her, like, oh, she looked like you. She took your style and stuff. And then she blocked me. I'm like, I ain't hating. I'm saying, y'all look alike. Y'all good. Like, y'all got the thick ass style. She wasn't
feeling that shit.
That's a lot. That's a list. I got a whole list of people, celebrities that blocked me for no reason. They hating, bro. Free the kid.
You said for no reason, but earlier.
But then you said all the reasons. Yeah, I was saying how he's not in his son's life. But
Rick Ross blocked me because I said he ate 2 Whoppers in 1 bite. That was on Twitter, though. He freed me on his IG, you know. He good.
So we could go back to, we could leave this chat right now. We could go back to what you're talking about and how your dad is. Nigga, I don't even know the story, bro. I just know your dad be that nigga, free vibes.
And he's on a dollar bill.
He's on a dollar bill. He birthed the next one. You know what I'm saying? He birthed the little one. But he's on the...
talk about that?
He's on it right now?
He's on all of them. Yeah, Google the back of them. It used to only be the $2 bill, but then I think it was 2013, Jamaica's 50th anniversary. They switched it over to all of them. They had like a huge ceremony and stuff. And then my family went down there as representatives and shit. And yeah.
This dude with the white hair? This your dad?
No, on the back. Look at the back of them. There's a group of kids.
Show the dollar bill on the screen.
Oh, so your dad's a youth on this.
Yeah, they were like the kids that they thought would lead Jamaica into like prosperity and stuff.
You said they thought?
Like, they thought. That's what, no, I'm dead ass. They thought because a lot of the people on that bill might not have done nothing, but I know my dad did everything they thought he would.
Jeez.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Shout out your papa then.
Yeah, shout out papa.
Jeez. Yeah, yeah. That's fire. I would tell everybody.
He was like an architect in Jamaica and like drew up most of Jamaica's built on his old architecture.
Jeez.
And then that's what got him to Canada. And then he came over here, dabbled in politics. Was a president of Don Mills riding for the Liberals. Was going to run for prime minister. A whole lot of things happened. And then he left that political field, jumped into immigration, and, you know what I'm saying, kick up since then.
Jeez.
That's fire. Yeah, that's a life.
Most of the Jamaicans, you should ask aunties and uncles. I bet you one of them came in through him. I bet you.
Yeah.
Calvert-Lewin.
What's his name?
Calvert-Lewin.
Calvin Lewin?
Calvert.
When did he get to Canada?
He came. When did he come?
Yeah.
I think he came in 1973, I want to say.
Holy.
And he came with $75 in his pocket.
75 bones?
Yeah. Oh, and God. I remember when I was like... I
think with inflation, how much is that?
Fuck, I don't know, bro. It's a lot. I remember it kicked in one day.
10 racks?
I was going out.
I'm like, oh, that's bad.
As a kid, I was going out one day, and then he just gave me $75 to go out. And I was walking down the street to the bus stop, and I was like, damn, this nigga came with $75 to the country. He handed me $75 like it was nothing, you know?
Wow.
If I give a nigga $75, I want it back.
Give a nigga $75.
Give?
For what?
He just handed me, like, yo, don't spend it all, you know?
I might
have spent like $3. That was it. You know, that was it. I kept that for like months. You know what I'm saying? Probably still have it.
How old are you when you did that?
How old are you? That's probably like 14 or something, you know?
Yeah. Bro, that's 75 at 14. That's a
I was, you know what I'm saying? Because usually it was like $10.
Yeah,
75. I was looking like, oh, you know, like angelic. You know,
trust me. That's
I was calling hoes that didn't know I had. Be like, what's popping?
I got $72. Right, 75
bucks.
Yeah. 72. I spent.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. I bought a slice.
I got you. Pull up.
That's crazy. Right, shit. Yeah. I'm getting sick, man. I got a fucking sore throat coming.
Your wife is bullshit. Fucking stay away from me.
Yeah. You said what?
I said why for the sore throat.
Yeah. And it's cold outside.
I hear you.
You know.
Yeah, bundle up.
Yeah.
Bro, honestly, one time my shit was so bad, it was bleeding. It was fucking bleeding. I'm like, yo, what is this shit?
Yo, what?
Bro, I remember
like,
this.
Fuck
this
I had strep throat.
This is outrageous.
Yeah. I was coughing up blood and shit.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah.
I feel like
that makes more sense.
Yeah, you can't just be saying shit like that around
my throat. Was like that.
My throat was so bad, it was bleeding.
Strep throat is different, bro.
Say that first.
Bro, my fucking throat was bleeding.
No, is there a dub button? Like, hit that 6 times, bro. You can't.
No, in the most mature way.
I'm not saying it's image, but I'm just saying it makes more sense after you said strep throat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you started off like, I had strep throat too because I was sick and my throat was bleeding. Yeah. You just started off, my throat was so bad it was bleeding, nigga. I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Back to positivity.
Well, what I was saying is one time I had a sore throat and I took some, like, Buckley's, but the shit was expired. So, like, it fucked my shit like all the way up, and that was the worst like
I've ever.
Oh my god, bro! Like,
yo,
bro,
drinking Buckley's, bro.
When this fucking guy is sick,
after, it tastes so bad, bro.
Damn. Oh my god!
I get the pills, like the Buckley pills, or like the those are the better now.
Yeah,
the liquid gel.
Now the syrup works though. Mm.
The syrup it does work, but syrup it tastes. So
dude, I gotta do it if I'm sick, bro.
But yo, this fucking guy when he's sick,
childish.
It's like you have to be sick with him, or else.
Oh yeah,
fucking keep telling you. Mm-hmm.
Not because it's like filming.
Yo, it's the same fucking sentence all day.
Nah, real talks. Because if I'm sick, people gotta feel that. Because y'all know how good I am when I'm normal and shit. Yeah. Y'all see me out here dead, huh? I'm bringing the vibes out. Nobody having fun if I'm sick.
That's all I'm trying to get
at.
Bro,
fucking lie on the floor and go away.
This is the thing. If I'm sick, fuck are you smiling about?
That got nothing to do with me.
Why are you?
No, that's
no, because
I went through my shit.
I was so pull up on me happy. Be happy.
I'm being normal, but just like, yo, I could be like just reading a fucking book and say, okay.
Yo, fuck, man. You're my fucking what, nigga?
And I'm saying, I'm riding with you. I'm like, yo, fuck that too. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, because like, I don't know what when you have, when you're sick, when you're sick, it's like, yo, so many things I can't do right now.
Yeah. I don't even want
to
eat.
Yo, you forget that you, like, you don't, you forget so to appreciate.
Much. Yeah.
Breathing normal without your throat being on fire.
Or your nose?
Yo, when your nose is stuffy, you're just like, yo, nose? Honestly, I'll never,
It's like, damn, you know how important that nose was before?
Holy yeah.
You don't notice.
Like, that's like, this is why breathe I'm into like your nose loud. Right now, like, it's a lit.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? Oxygen and shit.
So it's like, if I see you guys chilling, laughing, playing games, it's like, ah, fuck, let me go fuck their day up. Ah, you know what I mean? My stomach's hurting. Shit.
Fuck, man, my fucking throat. Mm. Oh, did you get everything you need to get for a sore throat?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so
bro,
what?
when
sit and wait.
So what's next?
Yeah. Just feel my pain. That's it. You know what I mean? I want mans to come into my room and just say, yo, like, everything's okay. And I'll be like, yeah. And then just say, yo, actually, you can get me a pizza.
Bro, I'm a fucking independent sick guy.
I'm this nigga has a flu?
That's a fucking runny nose in a cold.
Yeah.
When this nigga has the flu, I can't even. I think
nah, when I have the flu, I don't even leave my room, yo. That's bad, bro.
Yo, he doesn't, but he still down, fucking screams.
Yeah,
shit.
No, I'll be in my like, I'll be in my room, and like, if I feel like I have to throw up, I'll like start screaming.
Yo,
oh fuck!
Oh fuck, man!
Oh no!
Fuck! Nah. But I'll be dramatic when I'm throwing up, though. I gotta let the house know I'm throwing up. I'm like, ah, you know, I gotta. Bro, let like, people know I'm throwing up.
You somebody gotta let.
Like,
yo,
good? I want to hear you good.
I remember this one time I was like. I was even like when I'm like drunk, like one time I got too drunk and this thing, I'm way too hyper. So when I got drunk, I get hyper. So I'm just like wilding. I'm like, my stomach's like, bro, like, why are you acting like you didn't drink all that Henny just now? Mm. So I had to throw up. Mm. And then like the support from Jermaine is crazy. Yeah. He's just like, you in there puking like a bitch? I'm like, yeah.
That's how you get it out. That's how you get out. I do that to my bro, my older bro.
Yeah,
because like, he drink Henny like it's water.
Yeah.
Next morning, act like shit gonna be all right. You know, he be just on the floor in his washroom, just living out his whole soul.
Yeah.
I'm like, you good, dog? You good? You need anything?
I just like to let people know I'm going through some shit and I may or may not need you there for me. Mm. You know?
I feel you.
That's
you.
Just
bro, how I figure it out.
There. You always need somebody.
Yeah,
there.
I just.
Yeah.
But the person that's there has got to be telling you to, like, F off, you know? If they out there actually helping you, they don't really love you too much. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, are you gonna pat my back?
If they checked on you, like they gotta check on you, but then they gotta insult you like 100 times, same time.
Bro, like if anyone's sick around me, I promise you, if you're sick around me, I take care of you. I'll like go buy you the shit you need.
Bro, I have the flu.
I'll go like, I'll make
bro, I have the flu. Can't smell no food. This guy's chefing up fucking ribs and shit.
I'm like, yo, what do you need? You need to eat.
Smells making me sick.
Body's weak. You know what I mean? Like, yo, let me help you.
Nah,
so
I do
so.
That too, but I gotta talk shit. Like I gotta let them know, like, yo, you need insure, you bitch ass nigga. You ain't eat all day. You ain't eat all day. You need an insure. You need an insure.
Nah, bro, I gotta shit myself.
Yeah,
honestly, yeah. I'm just that type of guy.
Yeah, I'm a good guy. I think I'm a good guy.
But
shout out to Dad, man.
Why
all the Judge Psycho shit's going up, and he's like on Facebook going crazy. He's like our biggest fan.
Yeah.
He just texts like,
your pops?
Yo, the way he types his captions and texts is so
bad. Is it all capital letters?
No, but there's spaces and commas and so many commas side by side.
He's amped.
Bro, and I don't know what it is because he could do emails. He's a businessman, so he does emails all day. But
yeah, but when it comes to captions, he's just too
amped. And texting, bro, so many commas. It's like seven commas side by side. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? What are you trying to say?
He's out there closing business meetings with like semicolons, commas, periods, and shit. But just on the caption, just bare commas.
Bro, I just need to know the age. Where it's like
splices, they bare splices.
Where's the age? Where's the cutoff point where I just stop texting good? And I start texting like a parent. All parents spell the same. Every time I see screenshots from my friend's parents, I'm like, that looks like my dad's talking to me.
I kind of text fucked up.
I text.
Oh, you're
right
fucking. This guy doesn't even.
I don't think it'll affect
I'm so considerate, man.
Look.
I write anywhere I want on the captions.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't reflect my intelligence at all.
Shit,
bro, but honestly, when I can't read you're talking to me, I don't understand you.
If I'm going. I'm talking about texting. If I'm texting you, I'm going to go full. Like, yeah. I'll text you,
bro,
like,
that would be like, do enter, comma,
yeah.
You read mail.
But you sometimes understand
I don't
it, though.
Even, I don't even correct it.
No,
I
sometimes,
like, if I'm driving, just it's just
it.
Like,
if you
just
can't read through it, then whatever. It.
Yeah.
No.
That shit will bother me.
Figure
no.
it out. That's really it. Yeah. Figure it
sometimes
out.
I just
figure
don't out. Know. I just don't answer them, like, honestly.
That's him.
I think he was sitting on his keyboard.
Even when sometimes I
text. You guys reply to a lot of texts? You guys get a lot of texts and stuff?
You didn't
mean
to
do that. Yeah, you guys get, do you get a lot of texts?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yo, really? Like, I just really text, like, my girl, and then that's it.
Because sometimes girls like post screenshots and it'd be like 700 unread messages. I'd be like,
bro, how many people have your phone number? Bro,
facts. Like, facts. Oh, don't leave me hanging. Jeez.
Oh,
shit, my bad. Oh,
I thought you were pointing at me. Yeah, I'm blind. I don't fucking have my glasses.
Oh, me neither. You look
like can I see your glasses?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Gucci this is the thing. I used to wear fake glasses in high school.
You don't fuck up your eyes.
Just, yeah. Huh? No, just plastic. Oh, okay. That shit. Yeah, you will fuck up your eyes.
Nah, I'll be good.
You still put them on. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know that drip. Head is bleeding, nigga. Yo, those are kind of fire, actually.
Yeah. Like, I'd cop those, to be honest.
Because I do that, yo, especially when I'm sleeping. Oh, my God. You know what sold me? Yo, when it's when you say you're trying to watch a movie?
Yo. Yeah.
This fucking always gets in the way. And it goes up here and it scratches my nose and it leaves a dent in my fucking nose. And it's bullshit. And then when he did that, I'm like, yo, this is what I need. Because I actually broke a pair of glasses.
Bro, do you like contacts?
And the fucking arm was gone. I'm like, yo, this is perfect.
All right, buddy. Your birthday is coming up.
Want glasses?
Yeah, I'm gonna get you some glasses.
Yo, honestly, I don't have a glasses face, so I have to try every single thing. Yo, give me the rages.
I'm gonna try contacts out again, though.
No, I can't touch my eyeball.
I wore contacts.
I would try it. I'll never
when
fucking
I was, like,
do
16,
it.
16 playing soccer.
I'll never do it.
Eyes got dry all the time. As soon as I turned 18 and then I started to like inhale the ganja herbs around 18, 19, eyes got way too dry, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They turned to like bricks, bro.
Yeah, with the contacts?
Yeah, it's like a brick up. You know it's in there at certain points. Oh, got visine dripping and stuff.
I can't do that.
Bro, how
shit,
do you touch your eyeball, though? Like, how do you see?
Bro, I don't even do all that fancy stuff. I'd be like this. I just throw the motherfucker in and blink till it lands.
Sideways and shit. You know,
bro, my bro just.
How do you
like
take
this.
It out?
When I take it out, bro, I used to wash my hand 100 times and shit and be like this. Let me see. I used to grab the end and just squeeze apart.
Nah,
just,
see? Well, nah. Squeeze and grab. Squeeze and grab.
No, because once you, the white area is okay.
Bro, it's my eyeball, though. I can't.
Some people move like this. In and out.
Bro, even eye drops can't do it. Like that.
Nah, bro.
Nah, eye drops are good.
Eye drops. Nah, eye drops, I be moving the shit. Yeah.
I miss so many times. I keep blinking.
I was on a visine.
Bro, it's my instinct. I just blink.
In grade 12, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember this one time. This is a random fucking story. I was having a nightmare and I had pink eye. I had pink eye. I might probably pulled through my pillow, to be honest.
Yo, is that real? Yo, honestly, you search that shit. Yo, once
no, it is. It's a fact.
Yeah.
So I was young, but anyways.
These niggas are close to pillows.
I was sharing a room with these guys.
If you fart on the pillow.
Oh, he's naked. Okay.
Is it true?
First oh, it's not true.
Yeah, if you fart on the pillow.
No, it's not true. The myth that farting on pillows can cause pink eye is not true. My whole life.
So
most pink eye can be a result of poor hygiene. Oh, you're just dirty.
Oh, I was
another
dirty.
Random
okay.
fact,
I was a kid.
Pineapples do not grow in
oh,
trees.
Oh, you're just dirty as fuck.
Pineapples don't grow in trees?
They do not grow in trees.
How do pineapples?
They're not bush.
Plants. Yeah, bush.
Like oh, for real?
Yeah. If you look at Google like a pineapple farm. It's a trippy ass thing. It broke me down when I saw it.
You fell on the floor?
I felt lied to. I didn't fall on the floor because I was at someone else's house. I was nasty.
Oh, so yeah. I seen it. Yeah, I know how these grow. Yeah,
and then I started thinking about them. That make a lot of sense. Those are too heavy for a tree.
Yeah, I just never thought about it.
Yeah.
Coconuts
be dropping and shit.
Oh, yeah, my fucking story.
You're dirty eyes.
I was a dirty kid.
You're dirty
and
shit.
Yeah, I was pink eye. Dirty. I had pink eye. I woke up.
Straight
like, yeah, that. And then I was having a bad dream, and fucking I couldn't open my eyes because my pink eye was just, like, kind of crusting my shit together. And I was having a dream that, like, yo, Jason was chasing me with a knife, and I couldn't wake up. I'm like, yo, fuck. I'm like, I'm trying to wake up. Anyways, I was walking to the bathroom, and when I was running to the bathroom, like, I still saw him. I was just shook. I don't know why.
You said you saw him?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, after you woke
like,
up?
Like, I was still dreaming. I'm like, yo, I'm up, bro. I'm, like, standing. What the fuck? Yeah, that was my story.
Nah, that's too much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you're standing, but your eyes are still closed.
Yeah,
still
like, I couldn't wake. Like, I couldn't open my eyes.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably lying.
Get my money back for that dream.
Yeah. I think it was lucid dreaming.
Whack ass dream.
Yeah, it's a whack ass dream.
Y'all lucid dream before?
Yo, sick. Mm-mm. When you figure out you're dreaming?
No. Oh, no.
And I do shit, nigga?
Is that by my. What's the one where you come out of your body and shit?
I have a book on dreams.
I think that's fucking dying.
No, that's not dying. That's lucid dreaming.
That's lucid dreaming.
Oh, wait, what's dream is like when you
just don't die in your dreams. You die in your dreams, that's bad. Don't die in your dream.
Yeah, that's why I wake up quick as
fuck.
You
wake to death, you wake up. Yeah.
Yo, what's the other one where you just know you're dreaming?
Yeah, sleep. No,
that's when you're paralyzed.
Yeah,
that's something else. You don't want that.
Yeah, no, sleep paralysis.
No, lucid.
That's when you're paralyzed.
No,
sleeping.
Lucid dreaming is when you're aware that you're dreaming.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, but I know you're talking.
I was talking about sleep paralysis.
Oh yeah,
scary.
Did you know the thing about dreams? Whenever you wake up and you remember a dream, that dream might not necessarily have been from that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could have been from 2 weeks ago.
That's fucked.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
A lot of people don't. And if you don't really
true?
Write it down or keep it in your mind, you'll forget it forever.
Yeah, I forget as soon as I open my eyes. I'm like,
no, you
already
forget a
my
dream
story.
Within the first 30 minutes of waking up.
No, as long as you, no, if, some you of write, stick. If you write it down or you think about it, like if you put process
yeah, if you
on,
don't
like,
think,
like
yeah.
when he's like the first time I lucid dreamt, mm-hmm. he'll never forget that. Mm-hmm. Any other time, like you woke up like, wow, I dreamt about a weird ass cat. And you go about your business, you'll never remember that weird ass cat. Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Like if it's not something that you like.
Yeah, that's so fucked. Yeah. I can't remember
I
my
dreams. I have a book, 10,000 Dreams Interpreted. I didn't write this shit.
So oh, I'm like, yo, like yeah, damn, nigga.
Every time I wake up, I read it like because it explains every type of dream.
You look up your dreams.
Yeah.
Yo, I always had a problem with those books. Yeah. Who wrote that?
Who the fuck's the dream?
I don't know.
Who,
I don't she know. Didn't pay me.
Like, where's the encyclopedia of dreams? And who says?
No, it's cool to get a different opinion because a lot of books is bullshit too. But like, it's nice to see like, oh, that's why she think. And then sometimes it relates, sometimes it don't. You know.
I feel sometimes people like try and interpret my dreams. Absolutely. I'm like
there's people out there that really live their life based off astrology and shit. Like,
yeah, there's
like you a Leo. I don't like you. I'm like, yeah, what?
The fuck?
Yeah. I'm not a Leo though.
If you dreamt of a snake, you're gonna get bit today.
Yeah.
If you, I heard one like if you dream of eggs. Someone you know is pregnant. I think I fucking just want eggs, nigga. What?
Huh? Have you ever
seen blood in your dreams? I don't dream about blood. I know a lot of niggas be cripping though. What's up? I'm just kidding.
You have crip dreams?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Blood's bad.
Yo, I think
blood is bad in a dream.
Yeah, don't tell me that now, because now tonight
now I'm gonna
sleep.
Think about it.
No,
I'm
you are. Tonight you're gonna think about like 2K. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's so frustrating.
Yo, hit like a praise button. I like that.
Wow.
X-Files for the youngins. The young people hearing this and don't know what that sound is from, that's X-Files. That's new facts.
Wow.
So if you guys couldn't hear what Faitana just said, Faitana basically said...
If you see blood in your dreams, it's a bad sign. That's why you can't physically hurt somebody in your dreams.
I think if you see blood anywhere, it's like, fuck, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of rocket launches, explosions and shit, and I've seen no blood. I'm just like, cool, niggas just be blown up and shit.
That's kind of sick.
You know?
Yeah, I always like, I'm always trying to scrap my dreams, and I can't. And I'm like, yo,
yeah.
I'm trying to swing on this guy, bro. Like, who's holding me, bro?
I'd be James Bond in my dream, you know?
That shit, man, dreaming is scary, man. I don't like when I wake up and have sleep paralysis, bro, and I'm just there. I'm like, bro, what's going on? Like, that should be.
But I love waking
dream.
Up, though.
Like,
I don't really be dreaming like that. I love waking up.
What?
I don't really be dreaming like that.
I feel like that's a lie.
You don't have dreams, eh?
No, I probably don't remember them.
Oh, you just always forget?
No, because you don't really care about them. That's why. Some people put a lot of thought into them. They're nice.
I feel you.
Cause it's a whole chance to escape. And then you go to you be stressing out at work, and you do all the editing and shit. You just go to bed. And now you in like La La Land.
And you have a fucking nightmare.
Yo, oh, the nightmares are worse.
Nightmares are scary, bro.
You ever have a nightmare? And you wake up and then you see a closet, and it's like a jacket on the door, and it's like, is that the nigga from a nightmare? Like he literally in your
room
now.
Yo, so convincing sometimes.
Right. I remember I was Jamaica. I seen a whole zombie in my room. Like
three. That might have been. Yo, honestly,
I literally felt people was in the house robbing me and shit.
Honestly,
that might have been a fucking.
That may have been a real.
You're
in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Probably.
I was super sweating, and then I woke up. Mom's like, nah, that's cap. Because I was visiting my aunt, and this was
said cap. What did she actually
say? No, she never said cap. This is my aunt. I was visiting one of my aunts, and she didn't have a lot of money out there, so we're chilling there. And then I woke up out of that crib, and I told my mom straight, I'm out of here. I went to my uncle's house. My uncle got a mansion, like gated up. I went to his crib. I ain't sleeping in that. And I sleep in the slums. I ain't with that.
Yeah.
I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm a kid. I ain't gonna say that much. I'm a kid. I'm not trying to be hanging out with other wild out, you know?
Yeah, my dad told me a story about... Actually, was it our grandpa?
Shout out Jamaica, man.
Yeah, Jamaica. Blah, 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 blah.
What's up?
Who was it? Someone told us that, like, when they see Dopey, they're just like, yo, like,
bro,
today. Like,
yeah, Dopey know who for frightened, but sometimes I'm not trying to...
No, but he's saying, like, who the fuck was... I don't know.
I think it was my grandpa, man. Like,
he was telling a story about someone. It was, like, someone else's story that he... I mean, shit, I guess that already went too far.
Yeah,
like it's a story of another. They're both Jamaican.
Yeah,
they exaggerate stories, but still, he went through two Jamaicans, so it might be exaggerated twice. But
what kind of weird
bro, like the way Jamaica. They're explaining it was like ghosts are like people down there. And you just fucking see them and say, "Yo, stop bothering us today." And
yeah, it's literally so as if like they just be in the room chilling.
Mm. Yeah, like
they just call them Duppy.
But like
but they know they're there. Like they know they're
like a person. Like they're not even scared. Like yo, just they're like yo, move, man.
Yeah,
they just went away. I'm sorry about like this guy. Just say yo, move, Wyatt.
Oh, that's what he's talking about. I think it's his mother. I think it's my great grandma.
You could be in like the room like this, and a fucking plate might drop off that counter, and you just be like, that's a Duppy. How like the plate could be there for hours and nothing, and all of a sudden just slide and drop.
Yeah, honestly,
that's Duppy over there fucking with you.
Yeah, for sure. There one time a fucking
we're just chilling, we're editing downstairs, and then fucking like quiet, and then a plate just like pop.
I'm telling you,
and I was like, yo,
that's,
what?
Yo, that's a Duppy in the crib. Fuck,
shattered.
They ain't even trying to hurt you. They doing their thing. He probably doing his thing. Just leave.
He slipped. He fucked up.
Yeah,
you mean
I swear,
he probably dropped it. Like, did they see me? We can't even see him.
I did not go over there, bro. I don't play with
that.
I ain't
with that.
I have way too many ghost stories. Oh, Alan, you believe
night.
In ghosts?
W last night, I was in my car on my driveway.
On your in your
I
car?
I was in my car on my driveway, doing it like, you know what I'm saying? I'm in my car on my driveway at night. Y'all know what I'm doing. Yeah. And then all
what
I
are
hear,
you doing? What are you doing here?
Oh, it's 4:20 up in London. Yeah, anyway, so there's raccoons in where I live. So I'm figuring this is a raccoon.
One more time. Go back, just in case you're the sound.
Oh, the sound, like what I was doing? Oh.
So, yeah, there's raccoons over, right?
Yeah, I was on my driveway late at night doing my thing, you know, 4:20. Mm-hmm. And then all I hear is, like, drops on the back of the car. Like, doo-doo. And I'm like, what? I'm thinking it's a raccoon that climbed out. And I literally got out. I got out, turned my flashlight on to see if a raccoon had climbed out.
Why the fuck would you get out?
No, because there's a lot of them there. They
so,
kill
bro, so why would you get out?
No, is on no my roof.
The ones on the Richmond Hill, they just trying to get to the warmth. And if he's there, he's crossing over. So and I just want to know if he's there because I have my door open when I'd be chilling in my car.
I'm waiting 30 minutes.
Yeah. So literally I went out, nothing there, and I started to trip. And I had to remember, like, I've been in this car hundreds of times, and I've never heard that before.
Right.
So what the fuck was that? Duppy.
Duppy raccoon.
Duppy raccoon. He climbed out and cut. I don't know. That was a trip.
It could have been. I don't know. So you believe in ghosts. It's safe to say you believe in ghosts.
No, I don't believe in ghosts. I believe in Duppy.
What's the difference?
Oh, there's a difference?
Yeah. There's a difference. Oh, we're going to drop some bombs. We're dropping bombs.
Ghosts fucking like knowledge bombs. What's the difference then?
Ghost is man-made. Ghost manufactured. That's something they put in your head. A Duppy is a real-ass person that just be around, you know? Like his spirit is with you. Like when my cousins and shit drop out or my grandma drop out, like they be in the room chilling. She always with me, you know. That's my. She not a Duppy, but like that's my homie.
Shout out to grandma.
Yeah, my grandma with me everywhere. My grandma and grandpa, she with me.
Wait,
everywhere.
When they drop out?
No, like they pass.
When they pass?
They pass already. So like I be riding the TTC alone and shit. But I'm with them. I sit inside.
Spirit,
I always sit in it, when I TTC. I always sit in the middle seat to keep two beside me empty. My grandma, and my grandpa, and I put my bag up on the seat. Shit, nobody can sit beside me. Yeah, they with me everywhere I go.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So if you see a nigga with three bags, don't get mad at him.
Yeah.
It's for he means.
Yeah, they with me.
I don't
believe in ghosts though. That's made up. And shit.
I believe in energy and shit.
That's what I mean. That's the same
energy
thing.
And all
energy.
That. Yeah. But I don't save seats. Like you know,
I'm not literally going out every time saving seat. But I'll sit in the middle in case, you know what I'm saying? In case Randy want to pop up and you know hear the next banger.
You should always go to the middle though. Go to the middle seat, middle urinal, fucking away from everyone. Why is it empty and then you come right beside me? Anyways, man, we got to wrap up.
No, I call dudes out like
human bandana.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
The longest shit, I think. How long? Where do you see the time?
51? God damn it, man. 51 minutes, it didn't even feel like that.
Time flies with your slimes.
Time
flies with your slimes.
I'm just letting everybody to know.
I'm going to write a book about
it. We got a lot to promote. Well, I'm going to say, right. I'm going to do y'all shit, man.
Yeah, let us get the last year.
Oh, you want the last? Okay.
Not joking.
Nah, it's all right.
That would make more sense.
I'll take it for it's
you guys get the last word. Yeah, it make more sense. It's your show.
Hey, it can be your show, too.
Nah, that doesn't.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Bang. Drop up. Yo, hit it on the fresh
ass. Totally missed it. Yeah, Faitana's gonna go sing karaoke, so we're gonna go wrap this up right now.
Faitana's itching right
don't
now.
Lie,
he's like,
Faitana's
laying in his
don't
chair.
Don't lie, bro.
Faitana's over here like,
bro, don't lie.
Bro, he texted me three times like, yo.
Bro, I can read the text. Faitana said, hey, bro, you mind if we wrap up earlier? What's it? I have to go sing karaoke tonight. It's a big night, championship night.
Yeah,
about what?
Yeah, we're gonna wrap
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's championship night. It's championship night. Faitana has to go.
You know what it is. Dummies, you gotta drop that line for me.
Faitana has to go sing karaoke. So we're gonna wrap this up. Too. Everybody, thank you for tuning in once again. I'm gonna throw the mic to my man's Aaron. Promote anything you gotta do.
It's the kid, Mr. Lewin. Sunday, February 10th, I'm doing like a meetup at Dundas Square. Basically, we collecting clothes for the homeless. Anything like old clothes, sweaters, hoodies, gloves, socks, you know, anything you don't need, jackets and stuff. And we're working with Hookies Toronto. It's a fish and chip restaurant. Jeez. And we're working with Roy Woods Toronto. It's a Jamaican cuisine place.
Yo, so they're going to sandwiches.
Yo, it's a mod place. They're going to come. They're going to give us, we're going to have lots of hot soup. We're going to have oxtail soup. We're going to have corn soup. We're going to have patties and shit. Everybody pull up. We're giving out food. We're giving out clothes. We're helping everybody out.
Y'all got soup?
Pull up. Yo, the Fresh Oz.
That's fresh a good house. Deed right there, my man.
Good deed right there. It's fucking, if you guys aren't from Toronto, it's fucking cold out here.
Shout out Manitoba. I know y'all be fucking ice cubes.
Wherever
y'all
live, be
O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah, but y'all choose to live out there, you know? Toronto's a lit place, so we have to suffer through this. Y'all doing that for no reason.
Yeah. Manitoba. Wherever y'all at, just know if you got some extra stuff, even if you're not in Toronto, you got some extra clothes that you can donate to people because it is fucking cold outside. No joke. I mean, if you're in Toronto, pull up. That's February 10th, you said?
Yeah, February 10th, Sunday.
February 10th, Sunday at Dundas Square. Pull up with some clothes.
My man Shells was happening.
Shells was popping.
Yo, Shells, thank you guys again. Episode, is this four?
Four maybe, yeah.
Episode four, yeah, you know. Check me out on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, Sheldon Sebastian. Go check out my music. Mm. Follow my Instagram.
And if I know my man, by the time this shit comes out, he got another banger.
Absolutely.
So now you
drop
have to
a banger.
Yeah. I don't know which banger that is, but that's the newest one.
Got and stream it.
Going on IG, dropping memes, girl laughing.
And distractor. And yeah, man.
And just.
Judge Tycho.
Faitana, all right. Judge Faitana really wants to go and sing.
Judge Tycho, episode two.
Can I just Faitana? Can I just promote my Judge Tycho really quick?
Just make it quick.
Okay, sorry. Judge Tycho's out now, guys. If you guys haven't watched it, go back on our main channel, watch it. Random Order's out everywhere on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud.
Just where it matters.
Where it matters.
For the kids that don't know,
yeah,
go Google the Chappelle Show's cultural effect, and then you'll understand what Judge Tycho's all about. This is that shit. This is the wave.
Don't do that.
Y'all better plug in. Y'all plug in.
Yeah. Plug the fuck in.
Dummies.
Also, I wanted to. No? Okay, Faitana has to go, man. Shout out Faitana and his karaoke.
Shout out Faitana.
I'll wrap it up right now. All right, guys. Have
always
a good night.
Wrap it up.
All right, peace. Well, good day, actually. And yeah.
Have a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get money.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.